This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Monday, May 3rd edition of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, having come out of my Benadryl slump to a point, thanks to Victoria giving me the old one,
too. Oh, you're no longer high?
Well, I think I'm a little better off than I was before. For those of you who have been around for a couple of hours, it hasn't been my finest broadcast. It hasn't been my finest display of knowledge, control, being cool. That's what I think, if there's nothing else, ladies, you'd describe me as being cool, right?
Yes,
totally hip.
Totally hip. Even using that word, that's not hip at all. Today is National Paranormal Day. Fascinated I am, and I'm talking like Yoda, by the other side. Isn't it interesting how documentation becomes more prolific? There's much more of this stuff around now. And maybe it's because we all have questions and there are no answers to some of our questions. Mysterious phenomena that certainly has been around. You know, the modern era of understanding the paranormal goes back, I think, to England, places in Europe, actually the Middle East. But in America, the man best known for collecting paranormal anecdotes is a writer named Charles Fort. Some people have declared him the father of modern paranormalism. I think my friend Uri Geller is as much a part of paranormalism as anybody who's around today, frankly. This guy, Fort, compiled 40,000 notes on various paranormal experiences. The compilations include reports of events like teleportation, frogs falling from the sky, strange substances, unexplainable explosions, crop circles. They always fascinate me, the crop circles. UFOs, that sort of thing. And really, that's what, if you've been watching the TV show starring my friend Jonathan Tucker, the whole idea behind it is a singular paranormal experience that occurred, and then the offshoot, if you will, the multiple experiences people have in dealing with the debris. Well, that's kind of what all of this stuff is all about, right? So what else, Victoria, do we know about this guy, Charles Fort? I, frankly, as much as I follow this, I've never heard of him before. I'll have to ask Uri.
I haven't either.
Who he is.
Yeah, it would be interesting if Uri does know something, but I don't know anything about him. But I love all the paranormal stuff, too. If there's a paranormal show on TV, I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I never miss an opportunity.
So have you figured out debris? Have you followed it? You probably have.
I am behind
two or three
on debris.
Episodes. Oh, you are?
I'm behind on debris. I think I'm two episodes behind, yeah.
Are you? Okay, well, it's getting stranger.
it just gets better and better with every episode. The most recent one last week, I'm caught up. It is just, it's fantastic. I thought that was such a cool episode, and the relationship between the two leads is just getting deeper and deeper.
Yes. Yeah, it is. The two of them. And in real life, they became very good friends. They didn't know each other before. As Tucker says, and other actors I've talked, you know, you get hired to do a show. They oftentimes, most of the time, they don't check on compatibility to see what the chemistry would be. The person who's responsible for casting find someone, and you often wonder, how do they find these people, and why are they so good in the roles? Well, because the casting people know what is the essence of the character from the script, and then they find actors who either have it in their experience, or they've got some way of telling. But you find very few people that are miscast, once in a while. But in terms of debris, you're right. Those the two people that are the leads, Tucker and, I forgot what her name is, I want to say Fiona,
Ryan.
But I'm not. Ryan, yeah. They became very good friends shooting this, and you can see their chemistry. And maybe even if you're a good actor, you can't hide chemistry. How many times have you heard people say, oh, they don't have very good chemistry on screen? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what happens, is there chemistry or isn't there? Do you really feel it? Do you believe it? And sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I thought, wasn't it Sharon Stone and Michael Douglas? What was the movie the two of them were in?
Basic Instinct.
Yeah. There was real chemistry there. You could feel it, the tension and all of that. Anyway, I think it's very interesting to get to take ideas. And people who are religionists don't like it because they've been taught that all of this stuff is the paranormal is occultism. And occultism is anti-purposeful for religionists because it gives you something else. The leaders of churches and religious groups don't like it because it gives you something else to believe in. Well, you know, that's, wow. Look at that. That's something else unexplainable, just like what happened to Jesus when he, you know, walked out of the tomb on the third day. Nobody can explain that, but they want to have a corner on that kind of stuff. Whereas if that, in fact, actually happened, and I think it's very likely it may have, one of those, how do you explain it?
It's interesting what people will assign as believable and true and what could never happen.
Yeah,
it is interesting.
But we are always being
their own narrative, then.
Yeah, right. Well, it's what you're comfortable with. It goes into every aspect of our lives, Victoria. It's like we're talking about the getting a shot for COVID. That's part of that is for some people, it's a religious experience. They are told to either do or not do by whoever their religious leader is. And people put a lot of faith, if you'll pardon the use of the pun, they put a lot of faith in what some of these people say. And that's what's cracked. You know, you look at the Catholic Church and all the pronouncements over the years and see how all of that has been cracked by the reality of how the priests and the pedophiles have, you know, lived among us, if you will. It's very disconcerting for people who need something to believe in. And so I believe.
Well, it's odd to me that right now, I think we've talked about it here on the show, but it's very odd that a lot of very strict Catholic groups are very much against the vaccine. And so,
yeah.
And the reason they're against it is because it was developed using a DNA strain that's been in a lab since literally the 70s, and it originated from an abortion, their cells from an abortion. And so they don't want to have the vaccine because, you know, it's developed through, you know, this abortion strain. But the problem is every vaccine since the 70s has used that same strain that they keep reproducing in a lab. So if you get a flu shot or you get a pneumonia shot if you're older or, you know, your kids get shots, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's no different.
And I'm betting there are a lot of people listening to us this morning who didn't know that. And now, you know, and that's why, if I can blow my own horn here a little bit, that's why this program is so different than most other programs, because you pick up tidbits about stuff like that, and it's helpful, useful, as a matter of fact, and you didn't know it before. So that's something to add to the treasure chest of knowledge. Coming up in a moment, the SpaceX crew returns in the Gulf of Mexico from the space station. Let's find out a couple of interesting anecdotes from that experience that I think you'll find kind of fun. 14 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. Did you get enough rest last night? Are you constantly restless? You wake up in the morning. I got fine sleep last night. I was drugged. Gonzo. All right, you have a good night. I have usually my sleep patterns are great because I have all those My Pillow things on my bed, the pillows, the mattress covers, the mattress itself, the sheets, all of them. Very cool. Now, the latest thing from My Pillow, you've heard me talking about this with the ladies, we all have My Slippers. My Slippers made with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that will absorb impact and relieve pressure on your feet so that your feet will be comfortable all the time. When you're wearing your flat feet, you need some support. That's what these most of the slippers around don't have any support. They're just kind of there to keep your feet from getting dirty. That's not what will happen with the My Slippers from My Pillow. Right now, using the DJV code, you can get 40% off the new My Slippers. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square. There's a square there on the listeners page. You use the promo code DJV when you're buying. And as I was talking about all the other things that they have there, MyPillow products, get the same really deep discount using the DJV code. Help yourself to the new My Slivers. You'll love them from MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
As summertime gets underway, what if the kids have plans? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so let's get to the SpaceX crew that has landed in the Gulf of Mexico. Three Americans and one from Japan splashed down 8:35 in the evening on Saturday. And then they, they left the station 8:35 on Saturday. And then they landed in the Gulf of Mexico at 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Within an hour of that, the capsule gets lifted aboard a recovery ship. They had disembarked. They went to Florida, and then they went to Houston. Once the crew splashed down, SpaceX Mission Control had some fun. Listen to this. We welcome you back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you've earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
That's cute.
Yeah, it is. And you had a lot of free trips on that. But that's so. Last week we talked about the SpaceX bringing the new crew up there, and then they had 3 or 4 days to orient and get used to the. You know, they had to. They stay up
it
there.
It was tight quarters up there too.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The first time they. I think they had like what 8 or 9 people in one at one time.
Right.
I don't know that they've had that maybe ever.
And then they just
for
bring the thing.
Time.
Yeah, back again. Good. 21 after the hour.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com. America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Friday 3 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for Jay Kirshner to shine as she always does. Victoria and Jay and I are together today on the Monday DJV program, and there's some nice gossip on page 6 about two people who used to hang around and then they stopped, but now they're getting back together again. Wouldn't you like to know who that is? Well, you'll find out from Jay right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right. I love stories like this, actually, Jay. This is very cool because we all, you know, we all think about, oh, wouldn't it be great if? Okay, so who's hanging with whom?
I want this to be a reality so bad. It's like Bennifer 2.0, J-Lo and Ben Affleck hanging out again. A lot of things circulating are that they've always been friends. They're not getting back together. But can we just have this moment and pretend that they might? Because that would just be
but
hilarious.
Why, though? Like, they weren't a good couple. They were so mismatched.
I just liked it.
Yeah. Well,
no
Affleck
reason.
Affleck hasn't found a good match yet. He was fabulous with Jennifer Garner, and he messed that up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That was so disappointing. But
well, his rebound from J-Lo was Jennifer Garner. Because
right.
He and Jennifer Garner got together very quickly after he broke up with Jennifer Lopez. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, he went from one Jennifer to the next.
And she had just ended her marriage with, I can't remember his name now, but he was on the show. No, Jennifer Garner.
Oh, right.
Scott yeah, when they got together. Yes, yeah. That's it. And mm-hmm. So Ben has been spotted. They haven't actually been spotted together, but he has been spotted in an Escalade SUV allegedly belonging to Lopez. He gets picked up by security from a nearby location and dropped off at her house. That's happened a few times now. They could be working on something together. I mean, they've spoken fondly.
Didn't they meet on a
years.
Movie set? They met in a movie, making a movie, didn't they? I thought that's how they met. Yeah, I think it is.
Well, they did a couple movies together. They did Jersey Girl and Geely. If anybody saw Geely.
I did. It was
I think doing
I never
Jersey
saw
Girl
that one, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah, huh? All right, so there it is. Rumors abound. Okay, next up, a paddling principal. This mother and her son, the story here, this is something that is out of, like, the dark ages. RK, explain, will you please?
Yeah, this is horrible. So this a little girl, a six-year-old, accidentally, she messes up one of the computers, and the mom gets a call that she's going to have to pay $50, a $50 fee for the computer, and then is also told that the child is going to be paddled, and the mom has to be in a room. There will be a quote-unquote deputy there. The principal will unleash the paddling.
Exactly.
And there was a little bit of a language barrier with the mom, so she didn't understand what was going on. So once it happened, she felt like she couldn't. She said that she felt like she couldn't step in, like she would get in trouble. So instead, she videotaped it, hoping to shed light and have this stop. I mean, no, you step in. Someone's taking a paddle to your kid.
Mm-mm. All right, we have a quick listener comment from Jeff. What has he said?
He points out that the child was visibly sorry. The mother paid the fee. I don't understand why there needed to be a paddling of anyone. All adults in the room should be held accountable.
Welcome back to the dark ages. 28 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks, so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The exact cost of human lives lost at the U.S.-Mexico border is unknown, but it is continuing to deteriorate. And Sunday, tragedy strikes again. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four illegal immigrants died and many more were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded 40-foot wooden vessel crashed into a reef and disintegrated off the coast of Point Loma. Jeffrey Stevenson is with Customs and Border Protection.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States illegally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
Stevenson said the destroyed boat appeared to be attempting to blend in with commercial vessels before capsizing onto the rocky coastline. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As the economy recovers from the pandemic, some economists worry that the combination of low interest rates and trillions of dollars in proposed spending from the White House could drive up inflation. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says that the proposed spending shouldn't have an effect on inflation because it's evenly spread out. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that if inflation does start to rise, the Federal Reserve has the tools to combat it.
So the spending that's been proposed in the jobs plan and the families plan, it comes into effect once the economy is back on track, and the spending from the rescue plan that's coming into force and helping us get on track after that stimulus is spent, it's spread out quite evenly over 8 to 10 years, so the boost to demand is moderate. And the Federal Reserve has the tools to address inflation should it arise.
And a Colorado woman is dead after a bear attack. Jeremy Scott reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and 2 young bears were euthanized. There have been 3 prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour, Monday, May the 3rd, year of our Lord, 2021, Anno Domini, etc., etc., Domini Priscus. Well, have you never, what does the priest say when he's blessing you? Domini, Domini, Domini.
I don't know, I'm a Lutheran.
Sorry.
We don't have that.
Yeah. None of that stuff.
Okay. I don't have a middleman. I'm a Quaker.
No.
I don't know what the priest
says. Yeah, I don't have a middleman either. This is a kind of cool thing, to be looking at what people are saying. I didn't know that George Bush had a book. And the book is about what? His presidency?
No.
About
it's
what?
No, it's a really interesting book, actually. It follows the story of, I think it's 7 different immigrants. And
really?
So he paint, yeah, you know, he's a painter as well, and so he painted their portrait, and then in the book he tells the story of these 7 immigrants, maybe it's 8, I don't remember how many, but they're all on the cover of the book, and so it tells their story of coming to this country and what they've done, and yeah, it's really interesting. You wouldn't necessarily think of, focusing on immigrants, but he said that he found their stories to be really compelling, and there's so much sort of anti-immigrant sentiment coming from, especially from the Republican Party, and I think he felt that, you know, these were important stories to share.
Well, he's got a lot of experience with the dealing in Texas, with the ranch that he's got, with being governor there, having his role in the baseball team. all that stuff. But as you might expect, when he's being interviewed by all these various hosts, and whether it's in newspaper interview on print or whether it's something in person, he's very personable. And you can imagine most of the interviewers get to the current state of the Republican Party. And I thought what he said in one interview over the weekend was quite pithy. He said he believes the Republicans will win in the future if the members embrace traditional ideals and curb the white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism, which I think is pretty apt, actually, given the state of the world today. And he's repeated that in different phraseology in a number. He's, you know, fundamentally in a different place than many of the Republicans, and so he'll be discounted. You know, he's not a real Republican. I remember when somebody referred to me when back in the days when I did a more political program, and I would express my disdain at things that were happening that changed sort of the way things were flowing. And people described me as a Rockefeller Republican. Your mother would remember that expression, probably.
I've heard her say that expression.
Yeah, yeah, right. So the people who were moderates or who were interested in trying to be, I don't know, sort of in the middle, that seemed to go up in smoke. And I'm trying to remember when it actually all happened. When I got out, I stopped being a Republican probably, I don't know, when Newt Gingrich came to the surface, even though when everything started to get divided. Newt Gingrich is a very divisive character. And so that sowed the seeds for a lot of this divisiveness that we have going on right now. And there were equivalents to that in the Democratic Party. So interesting that Bush, who, you know, a lot of people have not thought of him as very smart. The people who loved him before would say, oh, he's not really that smart. What does he know? I don't know. It is interesting,
though, that people on the left, a lot of people, myself included, I didn't agree with his policies when he was president, but I've always respected him as a human being. I thought that he had an immense amount of compassion. I thought that he was someone who, you know, had a big heart. I think that there are a lot of really wonderful things about him as a person. And but it is interesting that his popularity has really gone up a lot since he left office.
Well, people forget. Remember, Clinton was not, when he got done, Clinton left the country in a very positive cash flow state. You know, there were a lot of things, and he did a lot of things that made people feel good. Bush didn't have that time because when he declared we had to go to war with Iraq and, you know, basically convinced everybody, and I don't know how he did it because he's not that smart, but somehow he got everybody on board.
Well, part of the problem was he had other people running the country. You know, people want to say, oh, you know, who's really running the country now? It's not Biden. Well, let's be honest. It wasn't George W. It was Dick Cheney.
It was Dick Cheney.
Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
Karl Rove.
Bad guys.
Yeah. It was like a whole trio of horrible people running the country.
Yeah. And then, well, so then that goes back. But interestingly, Bush has not spoken a word to Dick Cheney since he got out of office.
Right.
And not to any of those. All those people were cast aside and angrily cast aside toward the end of the administration. So,
they contributed to ruining his legacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he let him, in a manner of speaking. Nobody told him he had to, but he did. And so we all now today suffer the consequences of us going to Iraq, for example, in 2003. That was a horrible blunder. Horrible. We're still in Afghanistan. What, 19 years later after that all started? So it's,
The troops start rolling out today, right?
I think
the withdrawal starts today,
Okay. The people that were shot dining in a steakhouse in New York, here we go again. I've managed to hold off Manic Monday until now. This is a wild story.
I don't know if anybody's heard about this, but this is a wild story. So this actually happened last Thursday night, and Peter Luger's Steakhouse is one of the most famous steakhouses in the country, certainly in New York. It's in Brooklyn. And so there was a birthday party of 11 or 12 people seated at one table. And before before the meal even happened, everyone was either overserved or on drugs, but the one guy who ended up being the shooter was very drunk, and so they had a fight about women, or over a woman, and the guy had a gun, and he started shooting. And so two people were shot. They were innocent bystanders. Luckily, both of them are fine. They're going to live, and no permanent damage. But the story just is nuts. So the fight continued outside onto the street. This was all caught on local footage and cameras and stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody called 911, and get this. This is the biggest irony. The cops were there in a nanosecond because the cops were there in the neighborhood around the corner at a defund the police rally. So defunding the police, these people are protesting, right? And the cops are there covering it to make sure that nothing gets violent, nothing happens. And that's why the cops were able to get to the Peter Luger restaurant within seconds. And this guy was arrested right on the spot. He couldn't even get away. So that's just the crazy irony. Now, the second part of the story that gets stranger is that Dr. Drew Pinsky, we all know Dr. Drew,
yep.
Dr. Drew, his wife, and his either daughter or son and their partner.
Yeah, daughter and boyfriend.
Yeah, so the four of them are eating in the restaurant when this happens. So Dr. Drew, this is all covered now by page six. He gave a whole, recount of what happened. And so he hears the gunfire. And so they're in the middle of the restaurant, and he looks over, and he sees this woman with her head on the ground. He, being a medical doctor, runs over to try to help. Turns out that she was one of the wait staff, and she had literally just kind of hit the deck, and everybody was on the floor. And so then he joined 40 other customers basically in a pile in the middle of the room, in the corner of the room. And he started barricading. He went into, he said he was surprised that he remained as calm as he did. But he started barricading and grabbing a table. He flipped the table over so that people could hide behind it. And luckily, none of this had he said he didn't know if the gunfire had just started or if it was going to start up again. They didn't really know. And then luckily at that point, some wait staff came in, said it was all clear. The cops had been there. The guy was arrested and it was all handled. But yeah, he said it was a pretty harrowing experience. But then the funny thing is, afterwards, he said he hadn't eaten his dinner yet and that a lot of people weren't hungry after witnessing this. He said he was still hungry. So I think he finished his steak. And he said it sounds kind of funny to even talk about it in that sense. He goes, it was after the salad and before the entree. He said that's when it all went down. So
we had one of the same things happen here in Framingham over the weekend. There was a shootout at a restaurant, a local hangout. It's a nice restaurant, good local. It's kind of where the townies go. And these two guys got into it, and one guy had a gun. This is the pervasiveness of the gun. Those of you who say, oh, well, it's not the guns, it's the people. Yeah, you can make that argument. But why do you carry a gun into a restaurant when you're going to meet friends? In this case,
this guy was at a birthday party with 11 people.
Yeah, you saw the story?
A gun. Well, I was talking about Peter Luger.
No, this is the other guy.
But the guy was so drunk, and I don't know if the restaurant is going to be to blame here for over-serving him, but, the guy was so drunk, he was literally telling cops, just wait till I get back to New York, just wait. And they go, sir, where do you think you are? He thought he was in New Jersey. He didn't even know he was in New York. it's crazy.
There you go. A lot of cases and deaths continuing in India. There is not much that people have been able to do because apparently the hospitals don't have enough oxygen. So when you put them into the ventilator, if you don't have oxygen, the ventilator doesn't do you any good. So they're dying by the hundreds, and there's whether it's in India. You can't social distance in the cities because there's too many people. It's an example of all of the stuff we talk about with regard to birth control going awry. They just don't have a sense that they shouldn't populate the country and the world, so they keep having the average family in India has 8 children. 8 children in a country that is so lost in poverty.
Poverty stricken.
And how you allow those, the education system doesn't exist there. And yet they are able to produce some of the most brilliant folks. That many of the people that work in the computer world come from India and Pakistan. God.
Well
how would you like, I mean, you can't even imagine that living in that circumstance. The FDA is expected to approve Pfizer for children 12 to 15 this week. Is that good, bad? I don't know. Middle school youngsters, right? 12, 13, 14 years of age. So if you had a child, do you want your child to be vaccinated? I guess my question is, why do they need to have it? Because they aren't getting it. What's the...
Well, actually, my friend has a little boy who is in preschool, and mm-hmm. three kids in his class now have it. So it's
really?
Spreading, and she's been following. Yeah, I mean, she follows all.
But
the,
it does make them really
one
sick.
One of the variants.
The actually, there are a few cases where the kids are hospitalized. Her pediatrician,
really?
Yeah, her pediatrician actually has seen so many cases. She's in the Bethesda, Maryland, D.C. area, and so her pediatrician sent out a newsletter to all the patients. Warning, like, look, I'm seeing more and more kids in my office with COVID. Some of them are severe enough that they have to be hospitalized. So there's something, it's either a new variant or it's something that we just haven't seen before, but it's becoming a real problem with little ones.
Well, the other question that people have over the weekend, seeing stories about Moderna finding, I don't know that they were looking for, they're not trying to sell against one another, but the Pfizer vaccine apparently has a weakness that Moderna counters, and I don't really know what it is. It has to do with where the vaccines are produced. I thought they were all produced in the same factories, right? They're different formulas, but I thought they were all being made. Is that your understanding as well, Jay, Victoria, that they were all the same?
I thought Moderna was just made in their headquarters up in near you, right, in Boston?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I guess that's
here in Framingham.
Not the
case.
I
think they have research facilities that, but I thought the concoctions were all done. Listen, we ought to probably know more about that. I just am interested in.
Pfizer, I know, is produced in multiple places because BioNTech is Pfizer's partner in that vaccine, and BioNTech is a German pharmaceutical company. So I know that there are vaccines being made in, you know, for Pfizer around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that about Moderna, though. I just thought that was one location.
Yeah, I think that maybe I'll check it out because it is local. It's 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. Here's what to choose when you're looking for protection for yourself. When it comes to weight loss, you need to protect yourself from gaining it back again. And the secret to doing that, not really a secret, secret's out, is Calitrin. They don't want it to be a secret. They want to help you out. They want you to buy and use the product that has been used by millions for the past several decades to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. That's what it's all about. There are all kinds of things you can get. Go to toploss.com, get a private session with a counselor. They'll tell you, you can tell them the story, and they'll tell you what to do, what's good for you. Find out what I know what's good for you. Losing weight the natural way, that's what Calitrin does. Find out how it can work for you. Spend a few minutes going through the toploss.com website. See the success stories. See what you can compare to you and your situation so that you can get on board and lose the weight and keep it off. Spring special right now. The pricing is fabulous. Use the DJV code at checkout so I don't have to pay for shipping either. That's at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour. Now it's time for our normal visit with Chuck Curry, except he's not here to visit. So we'll visit with each other. Jay and Victoria and I will talk about movies, a little gossip here and there, the passing of a couple of important folks in the movie world right after this.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hit somebody till they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard. Here. Hit this. Go ahead, Malin. Slapper.
Are you crazy?
Hit her. Are you high, Clary?
Clary, have you lost your mind?
We'll sell T-shirts saying I slapped Weezer Boudreaux. Hit her.
Miss Clary, enough.
Weezer, this is your chance to do something for your fellow man.
Who doesn't remember that scene? Olympia Dukakis and some sound. She passed away at, what was it, 89? 89 over the weekend. Lots of great movies. Do you think she was an equivalent to Meryl Streep, who everybody goes gaga over? Is she as good an actress as Meryl Streep? Has she gotten the accolades? And if so, who are some of the other women, contemporaries of those two, who have done extraordinarily well and deserve the attention that they have gotten through their careers? Dukakis was always thought of as somebody who was really above the average from when I, you know, far back as I can remember. Oh, Olympia Dukakis, wow. All right, so who else belongs in that club, ladies?
I guess Meryl Wright would be a good one.
Yeah, I feel like Meryl is, she's in her own category, though.
Really?
She's just, she is so, I feel like every time I saw Olympia Dukakis in something, I was still seeing Olympia Dukakis, where I feel like Meryl Streep, you don't always see Meryl Streep. You do kind of lose yourself in the character she plays.
Mm-hmm. I think she's begun to believe some of her own press, however. I always found Olivia Dukakis to sort of be, she sort of stayed on terra firma, if you know what I mean. Anyway, there's a, I think, how old is Meryl Streep now? She's got to be in her 70s, right? Early 70s, I think.
Ooh, that sounds about right. I don't know her exact age. I did love Olivia Dukakis as Kirstie Alley's mom in Look Who's Talking.
Mm-hmm.
That one scene when she's like on the elliptical. She's just, she's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. All right, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are at it again, in a manner of speaking. So that's gossip.
I'm surprised. I wonder, unless Ben Affleck is really just busy, but wouldn't it have been interesting if J-Lo could have tapped Ben Affleck to be in that movie that they had to recast Armie Hammer at the last minute?
Right.
And it went to Josh Duhamel, who is just, he's a cute guy who's just a terrible actor.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Ben Affleck would have been a much better
better choice. So we're talking about people who passed away. Jason Matthews, who was a CIA officer with his wife for 35 years, wrote some spy thrillers, passing away over the weekend at the age of 69. One of the movies that has come from his works is a movie starring Jennifer Lawrence called Red Sparrow. It was out, 3 or 4 years ago? 2013. Wow. I thought that was quite a good movie. Did you agree?
I know Jennifer Lawrence got a lot of really good critical acclaim for it.
Yeah, right. Well, I think now there's an interesting question or a point. Jennifer Lawrence, at the apex of her career, will she amount to the same sort of stardom as a Meryl Streep or Olivia Dukakis?
Think she has it in her, too.
Mm-hmm. Who else around
does? I haven't seen her in anything in so long, though. Where has Jennifer Lawrence gone?
I saw her in something recently. I'm trying to remember what it was.
But like something new?
I think it was something new. The problem is there's nothing really new.
Yeah,
that's the real problem. There's nothing around that is new that we can sink our teeth into. The new Jason Statham movie, which looks like in the trailers typical Jason Statham stuff, is out this weekend, but there was nothing around last weekend. Chucker wasn't here to report on box office totals because it didn't amount to anything.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.